your confrontation as we follow the scripture to one of our members, Tara, was relayed to her, and she did not receive it, and told me that she would not be here Sunday night, that she's happy where she is right now. So pray and follow through with what we said for true repentance and restoration. That's very important in our days. We can't afford to play church at all. And the Bible says others may fear when we go through these things. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We've been teaching in Sunday school on the seven churches of Asia Minor and as they relate to certain things in churches throughout history. We got to the church at Ephesus, and we were to get into Sardis and Pergamon. I didn't really finish Sardis, let alone get into Pergamum. But tonight, I want to do a teaching on Pergamum that relates to where we are, I believe, today. But there's a lot in this teaching that is not often brought out, and there's a lot here. And I'm going to ask you for the text tonight to turn to Revelation and chapter 3, Revelation. And Revelation 2. I've been studying ahead and working just before I got here in chapter 3, and that's where my study has been lately. But Revelation chapter 2, and I want to look at verse 13. Verse 13, you know, the number 13 is a number that I don't like. Revelation 13, chapter 13, talks about the two beasts. It's a number of rebellion. Revelation chapter 2, verse 13, I'll read it, you follow. It says, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. I wonder if one of the men can tell me something that stands out by way of repetition in that verse. What is repeated in that verse that stands out? Whenever the word of God repeats something, you need to pay notice of it.
Seat of Satan?
Yes, seat of Satan. Throne of Satan, where Satan dwelleth. And some people just kind of skip over this and say, you know, he's using hyperbole or something. No, this is real, and I want to trace this through in a teaching tonight to you, and I believe it'll have relation to us today if you think about it as we go through it. But bear with me on the teaching. I want to say, first of all, that the Greeks, in their Syrian part of the Greek Empire, had a man named Antiochus Epiphanes who came to power, and he had an image of Zeus placed in the temple in Jerusalem. And you know that that's an abomination. It's an abomination to have a false god sitting in the Holy of Holies in the temple of Jehovah God. And then he further defiled the temple by offering and having the priests offer pigs on the altar as sacrifice, knowing that that was condemned under the law of God. And then the image of Zeus is a picture, a type of the future temple of God that's going to be built in Jerusalem, Israel, and there's going to be a statue of a man that's going to be placed in the Holy of Holies in that temple, and the Jewish Antichrist will tell Israel, that is your God. You worship a man instead of a God, and that is the abomination that is coming, that worketh, the Bible says, desolation. And so in Pergamos, They had emperor worship and the image of Caesar, and Christians were to worship that or be cut with the sword of Rome. And so it will be the religious center of the worship of Satan. And during this same time, that image statue of Zeus, when it was erected in the city of Pergamum in Asia Minor, for a time in the ancient world, that place in Pergamum flourished as a site of the worship to this god called Zeus. Zeus came from a Babylonian god by the name of Bel, which came from an ancient god, you've heard of it, Baal or Baal, we say. And behind Baal is a very powerful evil emissary of Satan, if not Satan himself. And this throne in Pergamum fell into disrepair during the spread of Christianity. And some of these gods of ancient Rome and Greece that are backed by devils have fallen out. But as America has fallen away from the true God, more and more of these gods are coming back, and they are being seen more and more here in America. All right, and so let's go on. There was a man in 1871 that he visited Pergamum in modern-day Turkey, and he found this altar of Zeus that was there where they had the emperor worship and worshiped this false god called Zeus. And he started, this man in 1871, he started to send it back to his homeland in Europe. And the throne of Satan is what this was. And he started to, that was in Pergamum, and he started to reassemble it in his European homeland. In that same year, modern anti-Semitism began to reemerge in France and in Europe. Ultimately, it was centered in the place where this altar of Zeus was rebuilt. By the way, whenever you see anti-Semitism, it always is from Satan, because Satan knows the theme of the Bible. What is the theme of the Bible? If you raise your hand, I have one of the men tell me. He's close, so I'll get him again. Plus, he always knows it.
Basic instruction before leaving Earth.
That's just a little catchy phrase. What's the theme of the Bible?
The mediatorial kingdom ruled by the Jewish Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's absolutely right. And so Satan knows that. He does not want the kingdom of God to come to earth. He doesn't like the gospel, but worse than the gospel is the theme of the Bible coming to pass and the kingdom of God coming to earth, and he's kicked out and he's tied up when that happens. And so he knows the only way for the kingdom of God to come to earth, there's only one way. And what is the only way, one of the men, that the kingdom of God can come to earth? Raise your hand if you know. The only way the kingdom of God can come to this earth.
If the Jews accept God.
That's right. If every Jew accepts Jesus Christ as Messiah. And that will happen according to the word of God. Every last Israelite will put their faith in Jesus Christ, will repent of their unbelief and rejection of Jesus Christ. Satan knows that. And so when this, listen to me, when this seat of Satan was reassembled, found in Pergamum, in modern-day Turkey, and reassembled in 1871, anti-Semitism came back to Europe in France, and then it spread, and it became a great thing. And in 1878, this ancient altar was being rebuilt in what country, would you think? It was what, Luke? Germany. And it was rebuilt in the city of Berlin. They finished the reconstruction of the seat of Satan, where the altar of Zeus was, and they finished the altar of Zeus as well, in 1889. In that year, 1889, a baby was born, and his name was Adolf Hitler. The name Adolf comes from a German word which means wolf. Wolf. The Bible speaks of a future Jewish prophet, Christ, and says, "But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose the sheep are not, seeth the wolf cometh," or "seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep." John 10, 12. That is looking to the future beasts that are coming. When, and where this seed of Satan reappeared in the world, so Satan's man, Adolf Hitler, was born. He will be the future Führer of Germany at that time. He would be. Interestingly, the ruler of the first beast empire on the 19th of Nisan tried to destroy Israel at the Red Sea and was drowned. So Hitler was born on the 19th of Nisan, April 20th, 1889. Interesting. That was Pharaoh who ruled over the first beast empire. There are 8 total beast empires, according to Revelation, that will persecute Israel. There's a lot here. And then Germany started to build a massive house at that time, a huge temple to surround the seat of Satan. And when they started the building of this house for Satan's throne, guess what happened? World War I began with Germany as a key nation in that first modern day World War, called the Great War at that time, because they didn't have a World War II, so it was just called the Great War. They finished the massive house for the throne of Satan. And in that same year, when the house of the seat of Satan was opened in Berlin, the Nazi Party won a major election in Germany and became a major party in that nation. They were now number 2 in the entire nation of Germany. By 1933 and 34, you could feel the darkness beginning to descend, just like I relate that to America, as we have seen the darkness that people feel. And Hitler became the Chancellor of Germany. Now he rules supreme in Berlin, the same city of the throne of Satan, which was there now reassembled. As he spoke to the nation, the whole nation became possessed by Satan's devils. What does that remind you of? It reminds me of Revelation chapter 12 and what will happen when devils will descend upon this world like so many vultures. On May the 10th, 1933, Hitler's propaganda minister, a man by the name of Joseph Goebbels, has a book burning ceremony right where the seat of Satan was at that time. Through the influence of devils in Germany, references to Jewish people and the God of Israel were destroyed, and only Nazi politically correct speech was allowed. Remember, wherever Satan is, they take out the First Amendment. They take out freedom of speech, freedom of religion. And they took out guns. Hitler confiscated all the guns because Satan is a control freak. Well, when that happened, Satan began to really show his power. And thus the Nazis did not recognize what our First Amendment gave us. And so let me say this, where they will burn up any kind of freedom of speech, people will eventually burn and violence will happen. Now Hitler wanted a stage from which he might speak to Germany and the world. And so he built the massive pedestal for his speeches in a place called Nuremberg, Germany. How many have heard of Nuremberg, Germany? He commissioned the architect Albert Speer to design it. And Speer went to Berlin and used the throne of Satan as the basis for his design for the stage upon which Hitler would proclaim his message to the world. You see, with Satan, these symbols are very important. It all ties together. Speer recreated this Pergamos altar of Satan in Nuremberg, Germany. Now, let's go back to the time of Antiochus Epiphanes back in Israel. And remember, the altar of Zeus or Baal became a center for a rule that went to war against the Bible and against the worship of God. Antiochus Epiphanes, and he's a type of the future beast. And he went to war, and the future Antichrist. Now, with it being in Germany, that nation, with the altar of Zeus there, that nation that was the center of Martin Luther's Protestant Reformation became a pagan and a devil-controlled nation. It was then set against God and his people. By the way, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need to be here tonight. That's why we need to press through and battle in prayer. Because the weapons of our warfare are mighty to God, to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. There were strongholds in Germany. And he got in there where the Reformation had such a powerful effect. And the Bible was printed in the common language of the people during the Reformation. And now they were being burned. During those times, Hitler stood upon this representation of the throne of Satan. And he began to speak and hypnotically. And occult. By the way, hypnotism is a cult. I used to hypnotize. I was into hypnotism. It's a cult. There's a lot of other things that are occultish, and you need to stay away from them. And then from that city came Nuremberg. By the way, while I'm at it, all kinds of, all kinds of, when they go into the yoga stuff, and a lot of women are seduced into yoga, it's of the devil. And any kind of yoga moves, it's all tied in with the occult.
Right.
Stay away from it. And so from the city, from that city came Nuremberg laws. And those Nuremberg laws gave the legal authority, listen, to exterminate like rats, like cockroaches, to exterminate the Jewish people. It's amazing. The fundamental plan of Satan and his devils is to stop the mediatorial kingdom from ruling over the world. And the Jewish people are key to that. He knows it. So he wants them gone. Satan, or if he can't exterminate them, if he can't assassinate them, he wants to assimilate them. And the mark of the beast will do that, because once they take his mark, they can't be saved. Satan has used different empires, beast empires, to exterminate Jews in order to stop the kingdom of Christ from coming to this earth. Satan did that, and who headed the second to the last beast empire? It was none other than Adolf Hitler, or the sixth beast empire. And Hitler headed that beast empire when the Jews were in exile from their land, and that was something that was established by Satan to wipe out the Jewish people. In fact, when Hitler fought against Russia and he fought against the nations of the West, his main plan was not to win the war. His main plan was to exterminate Jews. And it was called the Final Solution. And he got a guy named Heinrich Himmler to carry that plan out with amazing ability of administration. Himmler forwarded that plan. But what horrible things happened in that time. Well, this altar of Zeus is an altar of burnt offerings. In Pergamos, before the image of Zeus, there was a huge hollowed out metal bull. It was a bronze bull. Under the bull, a fire was lit, and then a human sacrifice was tied inside the bull. When the heat became very intense, the human being t- tied within would moan, and those sounds came out of the bull's mouth as an apparent lowing, mooing, bellowing. So it made it like the bull was alive. In this manner, burnt offerings were offered there to the god Zeus. Thus, the man named Antipas in ancient Pergamos refused to worship the Caesar. And it says in Revelation 3, he says, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. Even in those days where an Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwells. By the way, this was the beginning of the Roman Catholic Church from about 300 AD to 600 AD. And under the Roman Catholic Church, the church married the state. And Satan couldn't assassinate Christians under the Smyrna rule. And so he tried to assimilate them. And yet, even in the Roman Catholic Church, the early church, there were people that stood up and were willing to face the terrible persecutions from a church that had married the world and was like the world. By the way, that's a horrible thing when God's people, quote unquote, professing people, persecute. It was the religious Pharisees and Sadducees, the leaders in Israel, remember, that got Christ crucified. By the way, the Greek word for burnt, because remember, that was a burnt offering to Zeus. Antipas was. By the way, Antipas means against all. They said, the whole world is against you. He said, then I'm against the whole world. And he was nicknamed Antipas. The Greek word for burnt is the word in English, Holocaust. In the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the Greek word for the whole burnt offering in the temple was holokoustos. Holos is whole and koustos is burnt. So it stands for the Holocaust is a whole burnt offering to this false god. And who backs the god Zeus? Satan. So the Holocaust, listen to me, is an offering to who? Satan. This Holocaust means that this altar, which had a replica of Satan's seat in Berlin, now in Nuremberg then, and it was where the Nuremberg laws were propounded in Germany, that from Nuremberg and Hitler's hypnotic speeches, the Holocaust, an offering to Satan, was launched and swept the world of that day. By the way, 6 million Jews were killed and burnt in Nazi ovens. Further, it put in motion World War II. And how many people were killed in World War II? Don't miss this. 60 million people were killed in the world. And 6 million were Jews, so 6 million is what? A tithe of the 60 million that were killed. And who was that tithe offered to as a burnt offering? Satan. The killing of the Jews and the burning of the Jews in the ovens of Hitler was an offering to Satan. No wonder this man possessed with the devil was in such a hurry to kill these Jews. Wherever one yields to and serves Satan, there is always destruction. Satan is a destroyer. He's a thief, he's a murderer, he comes to steal and to kill and what?
To destroy.
And the Holocaust in World War II became a burnt offering to Satan. Remember that God's chosen people were burnt in the ovens in World War II. It all started from Berlin, moved to Nuremberg, where Satan's seat was. Toward the end of the war, when God's judgment was coming down upon this terrible system of evil that had taken power over Germany. From the west, the judgment came, and from the east, the judgment of God came. Russia allied with the U.S. and closed in on Berlin. The Allies from the west, led by the U.S. and England, and from the east, Russia. Hitler said, "I want my body burned. I want my body burned." And he shot himself in the head after taking cyanide in his mouth at the same time shot himself. And he instructed his men to burn his body. Listen to me. Hitler was the last burnt Holocaust sacrifice to Satan of World War II. When did he do it? On April 30th of 1945. And if you look at the satanic calendar, April 30th is the holy day on the satanic calendar. In the book, The Twisted Cross by Joseph Carr, which I read a number of years ago, that's where I found out that the main goal of World War II was to kill Jews. And in that book, Hitler's valet was there just as he was ready to shoot himself and had given those final instructions. And he was the last person to talk to Hitler. And it's recorded, eyewitness that he said to Hitler, "What are we going to do with you killing yourself?" And he said, "Look for the coming man. Look for the coming man." Keep in mind, this move of Satan came just before the Lord was going to deliver the Jewish people and bring about the formation of the end time nation of Israel. You know, when you think of Antiochus Epiphanes, when he did what he did and caused the putting up of the image of Zeus in the Holy of Holies, and he defiled the temple of God and all of that, and he put the throne of Satan in the Holy of Holies, in Jerusalem, in the temple. And what happened? The Lord had it cleansed and freed by the holy priestly family called the what? The Maccabees. And after the cleansing of the temple and the abomination, there was a holiday, and that holiday was called Hanukkah. Every time Satan, listen to me, tries to destroy the Jewish people, you get a holiday. Think about in the book of Esther, the Purim came as a result of Haman with satanic power trying to exterminate the Jewish people. And out of that came Purim, the casting of lots, which led to the killing of the enemies of the Jewish people and the turnaround by God. And you see it with Antiochus Epiphanes in Hanukkah. And what holiday came when Hitler tried to exterminate the Jews and offer a Holocaust to Satan? I'll tell you, right after 1945, and Hitler was killed on April 30th, came May 14, 1948, and the independence of the nation of Israel. You can fight, but you can't win against God. You cannot win against the justice of God. And so the justice of God came down on Germany. May God do the same thing in America and end Roe v. Wade. Well, he has already at the federal level. But now may he end it in state after state after state. It's Satan's attempt to keep Baal worship. And you see these California and New York State, wretched state governments, wicked people in control of these states. Thank God for states that don't go along by that. How do we feed Baal? How do we feed him? Abortion. And it's needs to be wiped out. This is a terrible war led by Satan and his followers against the God of our once great nation. Now, at the end of World War II, the world came to the place of Berlin where the throne of Satan was still there. Hitler had killed himself 1945, April 30th. He wanted his body burned. He did all of that, and he did that on a wall purchase night, which is witches' night, and he became the last burnt offering. Now, the replica of the throne of Satan was at Nuremberg, and there the Nuremberg Code was propounded at the end of World War II, which were 10 principles that were 10 principles that should not be violated, that Hitler violated. By the way, do you know all of those principles are being violated now in America? They're being violated with the globalist leftists. Next, when the Russians took Berlin at the end of World War II, the throne of Satan was taken into the hands of Russia and of the Soviet Union. You say, why was that? Well, because who got to Berlin first? It was the Russians. And they got Hitler's body, by the way. And they got his skull fragments. And they took with them the throne of Satan back to the Soviet Union and Russia. And the atheistic Marxist Soviet Union of that time then gained power over much of Europe. They banned the Bible and persecuted God's people. And they funded every enemy of Israel in the Middle East. They had the throne of Satan under their control. Now in a place called East Berlin. They put it in East Berlin. But who possessed East Berlin? The Soviet Union and the Iron Curtain that divided East Berlin from West Berlin. I remember those days. I remember people trying to escape from East Berlin to West Berlin. I remember the Iron Curtain and the old Soviet Union. You know what? That was wicked. But more wicked than that is the Ukraine and Zelensky today. When Russia attacked the Ukraine, they were trying to get rid of Nazism in the Ukraine. They're not the main enemy here. They're not the villain that the mainstream media. The villain is the globalist that controlled Zelensky. And he was doing gain-of-function research to kill people. He's the Hitler-like person here, not Putin. Putin's not perfect either, but nothing like the villain that Zelensky is and the devilish work that's going on there. Don't be brainwashed by the mainstream media. Right. Though they had the throne of Satan under their control, the Pergamos throne of Satan under their control in East Berlin and post-World War II Germany, it was now what came to be called, as I just said, the Iron Curtain. At that time in history, Satan was moving them to be what Ronald Reagan called them. I remember when he said it, I heard the speech. He said they're the evil empire, and they were at that time. Then they moved the altar from Berlin to the Soviet Union, to be in the Soviet Union. And they did that in 1948 to Russia. Karl Marx, the philosophical leader of Soviet communism, wrote a poem about him destroying the world. Then, with the throne of Satan in Russia, it was a time when Joseph Stalin came to greater power. And Stalin was born in 1878. The year after Russia got the altar of Satan, or the Soviet Union, they acquired a power that could cause a Holocaust. Can one of the men tell me the year after the Soviet Union got that altar of Satan there, what power they acquired? Do you know? It was nuclear weapons that could cause a Holocaust. And there again, it was associated with an altar, Satan. By the way, do you know that the doomsday clock has been moved now to 9 minutes before midnight? And do you know why it's been moved? Because the globalists seem to be bent on provoking a war with Russia and with Putin and provoking him to use nuclear weapons. They want that war. We are this close. We are getting very close because these people have Satan behind them, and he's a thief that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Holocaust. In 1958, that altar that was in the Soviet Union was returned to East Berlin, and a second Berlin crisis occurred when Nikita Khrushchev, another leader of the leftist Soviet Union, told President John F. Kennedy, get out of Berlin altogether. The Berlin Wall went up. Now remember, they had nuclear weapons as well as us. Kennedy was told by his advisors to defend Berlin by using nuclear weapons from where that altar was, right there in East Berlin. The world was almost destroyed by a nuclear holocaust. But then again, while the throne of Satan was with the Soviet Union, the leader of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, nearly caused a second nuclear holocaust in the 1960s. And I remember it. I remember well watching it on TV and watching the United States ambassador to the UN challenge the leader of Russia and the Russian representative to get those nuclear weapons out of a place that was 90 miles from Florida, where they were aimed at the United States. And Khrushchev had approached Fidel Castro and got nuclear missiles moved there, focused them on the United States. This was the closest up to that time that we ever came, listen, to a nuclear holocaust. The world was one button away from nuclear destruction. By the way, when that happened, do you know what else was going on with Russia and Soviet Union? When those weapons were pointed at us with nuclear tips, I remember it well. I remember kids in school ready to take cover for a nuclear blast. We were so close. The Chinese, the Red Chinese Dragon, as soon as that launch of those nuclear weapons was to take place, they had 600,000 Red Chinese soldiers ready to invade the mainland of the United States. You know, when you got nuclear weapons, you could shoot guns, but that's a little bit, that's like taking a knife to a gunfight, fighting with guns against nuclear weapons. Amen. And the world was on the verge of a nuclear holocaust. And by the way, because of Marxist globalists, just like they were in control of the Soviet Union at that time when the seat of Satan was there, Marxist globalists in control of America, for now, this doomsday clock has been moved to 9 minutes before midnight. But back in the 1960s, don't miss this, a secret communication between Nikita Khrushchev and President Kennedy came at the last minute. Khrushchev told Kennedy that we had nuclear missiles aimed at the Soviets, and so if we removed our nuclear missiles aimed at the Soviets, he would move his from Cuba. And what did Kennedy say to that? He said, yes, we'll move them, except we'll do it in secret. When you move yours from Cuba, I want it all over the news that you move them. And Khrushchev agreed to that. By the way, I mentioned that we had nuclear, listen to this, we had nuclear missiles aimed at the Soviet Union. Where were they? They were in a place, in a province, not a city, but a province called Izmir, Turkey. Do you know what Izmir is? That's the ancient place of Smyrna. And that was the province, but it was in a specific city. Do you know what city it was in Turkey? Pergamos. And the missiles in Pergamos were called Jupiter missiles. Do you know what the Greek name is for the Roman god Jupiter? Zeus. Zeus. Missiles. And they were in the place of the original altar of Zeus, the past seat of Satan. Zeus is Baal. Baal represents Satan. Kennedy and Khrushchev averted that nuclear holocaust. A second nuclear holocaust with the country possessing the seed of Satan was avoided. Satan, from the seed of Satan at that time, was calling for a whole burnt offering to himself, a nuclear holocaust. I'm so glad that Satan is powerful, but he's not all-powerful. Amen. God is in control. That's why you and I need to be praying. The power of prayer is more powerful than nuclear weapons. The power of prayer is more powerful than Satan because it links you with the power of God. We cannot afford to be sleeping at the switch. We cannot be afford in these perilous times not to be with our arms on, having our helmet on, having our breastplate on, having the sword of the Spirit, having the belt of truth, having the shield of faith and all of the weapons, having the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace, and putting them on with all prayer, as Ephesians 6 says. Now listen to this. I'm going to draw to the end. When Barack Obama came to power over the United States, it was in 2008. I remember a preacher in New York that I used to listen to warn about Obama, and he used to say, he's Satan's man. He's Satan's man. And in 2008, the stage was set at the Democrat convention. And that's why from that time on, I call the Democrats no longer the Democrats, but what do I call them? The demon rats, right, Joe? The Democrat convention was designed in the style of what? Listen, the Pergamum altar. A Greek temple in the likeness of the seat of Satan. Revelation 2:13, we just have read it. What does it say? I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, and Antipas was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Listen to me. The same thing that Hitler did in copying the seat of Satan in Berlin, the same thing that Hitler did, Obama did, and copied the seat of Satan. And from there, he was inaugurated as president of the United States of America. You see what wickedness that only can be defeated by the power of God. And so it is not just the altar in Pergamos, but the city was a Roman regional center of occult pagan Baal worship and persecution of early Christians. It was there in the Roman Empire that emperor worship was also practiced. Likewise, Obama's church in Chicago taught that the black man, remember Reverend Wright, that the black man is the manifestation of God on earth. That's what that church taught, black supremacy. God himself was worshipped, I should say Obama himself, it's not God, Obama himself was worshipped by many as the manifestation of God in America during that time. He came to power over the office of president. The self-worship of man is a tenet of Satanism. That's what the Luciferians believe. Likewise, when the seat of Satan was in Berlin, Hitler, was he not worshipped as the highest one? Thus, the reproduction of the seat of Satan at Obama's celebration in 2008 is like that of Hitler's reproduction of it in Nuremberg. Obama was signaling, listen to me, Obama was signaling his dedication to Luciferian principles and the bringing of those principles to dominate and predominate as systems of evil over America. He did it just as his mentor, Saul Alinsky, dedicated his book for far-left radicals to what? Lucifer. Antipas, as an early Christian pastor in Pergamos, was roasted alive in the belly of a bronze bull on the altar of burnt sacrifice there on the altar of Zeus. The groans of the martyr would come from the bull's mouth and make it appear like the bull came to life. Antipas refused to worship Augustus Caesar and was offered before Satan's seat there because of it. Now, as with Obama, and his reproduction of the altar of Zeus, so Hitler was worshipped as God on his reproduction of the seat of Satan in Nuremberg, Germany. And this is also a parallel between black liberation theology of Obama's church and that of Hitler's book, Mein Kampf. Hitler exalted the white race to a godlike status and made Jews the scapegoats. Obama's church makes the black race to be exalted to godlike status and scapegoats the white race. Obama's pastor taught that a black Messiah would lead in the destruction of the white race and of the Christian church. Now, listen to me and listen to me well, and I agree with Roger Stone here. He said that there is a portal that is opened over the White House to Satan. Under Obama, a portal for Baal or Zeus or Satan was opened up over America. The abortions of babies feed that evil being of Baal or Zeus. The reproduction of the altar of Zeus and Satan's seat was employed at Obama's nomination and inauguration in 2008. And in November 2016, though, God gave his answer, listen, to begin to judge the systems of evil over the United States. He raised up at that time an anti-abortion and anti-Marxist, anti-globalist president, Donald John Trump. But listen to me, Obama never gave up. He never fully gave up the presidency to Donald Trump. Even after he was out of the White House, he and Valerie Jarrett have operated his shadow government in Washington, D.C., right near the White House. He is a satanic agent that is set for a satanic Saul Alinsky-type overthrow of the United States. That is why his role was crucial in the evil Marxist globalist coup that stole the presidency of Donald Trump, leading up to and finally in November of 2020, when we saw the greatest theft of an election in the history of America and the greatest mass murder that has ever been perpetrated. He is now the globalist puppeteer for the demon rat party and the puppet master of the Biden crime family and whoever the demon rats put in there when they turn on Obama. By the way, I believe they will turn on Biden first, Obama's puppet and the puppet of the globalist. What does it say in 2 Chronicles? And I've quoted this before in chapter 20, verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. I believe in 2022, things were put in place to overthrow this wicked takeover of the United States. Now, what happens in 23 of 2 Chronicles. It says in 2023, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. Now, when did they stand up in 2023? The ambushments were set in 2022, but in 2023, they stood up and they went forth to utterly slay and destroy. I would not be surprised to see them this year turn on Obama. And certainly Biden, and overthrow his regime. And we need to pray for that and to ask God for that. And so there is a spiritual war for the United States. The question tonight is, are you doing your part spiritually to push back the systems of evil that have been holding America in captivity? I want to close with this verse from Exodus 14, 24 and 25. Here's what it says. And it came to pass in the morning, watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians and troubled the host of the Egyptians and took off their chariot wheels. Can you imagine they were pursuing Israel in their pride, in their hardness of heart, and God just looked upon them from the pillar of cloud and fire, and he took off the wheels of their chariot. I remember when I was being pursued to try to get me out of being a pastor and try to attack me, and I remember praying, God, take off the chariot wheels. And I remember the solicitor that was coming against me, in coming to trial, his wheels on his car had to be changed. They went out, and he was late getting there. And I didn't realize it at the time, but God was doing what I prayed for. And so here's what the Egyptians said. They said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth them against the Egyptians. You know what? God is still the same God. He still can take off the chariot wheels of the enemy. He can still cause the Red Sea to fall upon the systems of evil over the United States. I've been praying. I have not stopped praying that Biden would be overthrown. Obama would be ripped and stripped of his presidency. That all this dirt, now it's hiding. The ambushments have been set. It's all there about Hunter Biden, red Chinese communist money, trying to overthrow the election, which they did, and all that. It's all going to come out. If you pray, I believe it'll come out this year. This year. Victory by our bended knee in 2023. Would you step up to the plate and man up, so to speak, spiritually? Let's pray. Father God in heaven, I pray that you touch the hearts of your people, that they would join in this warfare with spiritual weapons that are more powerful than nuclear weapons. Lord, we pray that this next great Holocaust that the globalists are pushing for, to provoke Russia to a nuclear exchange, Father, that you would stop it short of that. And that I believe there will be famines and difficulties that we will face this year. But Lord, I do pray for the overthrow of Obama and his puppet Biden and the puppet master globalist, God in heaven, that we might go forward with you.